30 Art focuses off today. Instead, we'll hear an interview with Amy Tan, author of The Joy Luck Club, who discusses her latest novel, The Valley of Amazement, about courtesans in China in the early 20th century with host Richard Walensky. Well, sure we do. We can ask people to...
877-500-5266. We're asking you to call that number right now and support the arts and culture and news and public affairs programming that you get nowhere else but KABU. And you can do that right now. 877-500-5266 online at kboo.fm.
And this KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Artemis Foods, Portland's local organic and sustainable catering company since 2001. Special events, corporate and wedding catering with seasonal menus and service supported by sustainable business operations. Artemis offers full service and drop-off catering. Information at artemisfoods.com. I'm Dimae Roberts, stage and studio. We're listening to Native American jazz legend Jim Pepper. This is his most well-known work, Wichita Toe. And we're going to be talking about this song because it's something that I have heard since actually I was a kid. A Portlander who influenced much of jazz fusion music. I'll be talking about Jim Pepper with Triangle Productions' Don Horn, who has a new performance play, original, Triangle's The Jim Pepper Project. And we'll be offering tickets for the membership drive to Triangle and to two other theaters, Portland Center Stage and Coho Productions. So stay tuned. This is Stage and Studio. What a spirit feeling in my head. I love this. With me in the studio is Don Horn, Artistic Director of Triangle Productions, and he has a brand new play that's closing out his season at Triangle Productions. It's the Jim Pepper Project, a celebration of performance and music written by and directed by Don.
Yep.
We just heard a song, Welcome to Stage and Studio.
Thank you. Thank
we just
you.
Heard a song from Jim Pepper's most famous song, and it's Wichita Toe, which was perhaps the first jazz song based on a Native American song.
It was actually, yeah, and also hit the top 100 in 1969. It was the only Native American song ever to do that.
So what's the history of this song? Do you, I mean, you must, I know you and you love research.
I love research.
And you love to learn every possible fact that you can before you put together a play.
Well, I think you have to, because if you just put on paper, as you know, because you're a playwright too, and because people will question you, they'll actually come up to you and say, no, that's not right.
Well, yeah, they'll correct you. It's yeah. Not even questioning,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Well, I also know that I have a lot of Native Americans looking at this show, and we want to get it right. Wichita is a Ka tribal chant that Jim learned from his grandfather in Oklahoma. The Ka's are from Kansas, and they were moved to, of course, the reservations in Oklahoma. And Jim's grandfather was the very last full-blooded Native American Ka, is what I'm told. Now, I could be totally wrong about that. He was worried that the chants were not going to survive after he died. And so Jim would go back to Oklahoma from Salem and from Portland and listen to his grandfather. And his grandfather said, pass these on. Our heritage will be lost if you don't pass them on.
Well, I was surprised to learn that he is an Oregonian or was
born
an
in Salem. Yeah, born in Salem.
And much of his music did influence in the 60s and 70s, which was the height of his career, mm-hmm. It influenced so much of the jazz world at that time.
Yeah, he actually moved in New York in 63, and with Tom Grant. I don't know if you know that. They moved to New York together, and a lot of his music, because he was still playing with the jazz, I mean, he played with the sax, and he tried to figure that out, and he also played the flute, and a lot of people know he played the flute. It was mostly the sax that he was known for. He played the Native American flute as well as the normal, I call it the normal flute.
Or the mainstream
flute. The mainstream flute, yeah. And so when he started playing the sax, finding out what he could do with it, and he was told, you know, you are Native American, you should actually kind of look at some of your past history. And when he started realizing, and this is what I, how I wrote the play, Native American, African American music is pretty similar because the beats, the rhythms, how they're historically passed from one generation to another. And I really saw how Jim could fuse the two together. And Wichita Ito is one of the outcomes of it.
And so how much of this music do you feature in the Jim Pepper Project?
Well, it all starts off, to be honest with you, with a Native American chant that Floy, which is Jim's mother, learned from her father. So he was a Creek. And with that, you start to hear the elder telling stories and a children's story. One of them is the alligator and the rabbit, just a very childlike story, realizing that as you pass generational things down, Jim starts growing up. And through that, we do honor the Lakota song. Then we also honor Wichita Ito and also Coming and Going.
So you're really telling his entire life story, too.
Well, it's more about how he fused them together. So the history of the past, it starts in 1619, the history.
Oh, wow.
How African Americans are brought to America to be slaves, and how Native Americans were shipped out of America to go to Caribbean. So the parallels are even then. And we sing two songs, Amazing Grace and Cherokee. And then we also sing Swing Low Sweet Chariot, was written by a freed African slave from the Choctaw tribe. So we have a lot of parallels. And so I think what I will try to do is to get people to see how Jim could see in his mind how he could fuse the jazz portion with the chants. Because that's still kind of an odd thing in my world. And then Jim, as he grows up, starts going, I moved to, you know, Germany. I moved to Austria. I became very famous. Could have been the Wild West thing, because that was true. Or could have been because they liked my music. He wasn't famous in America until after he died, basically, as much as he is now compared to what he was in Europe. He was huge in Europe.
Well, I wanted to play some of those songs later, but I want to find out more about his influence of the jazz world, because he really introduced, if not introduced, but really, I don't want to use the word pioneered, but he was at the forefront of creating fusion.
Mm. It was interesting, too, because people would say that he would actually stand there for 20 minutes and just play, which was unheard of, because you normally had form. You had notes that were written down, and you had form. And the thing was, with Jim, he would be allowed to go out onto the stage and play for 20 minutes and find those notes that helped find the difference between jazz and just what was out there, the difference. And he really is one of the pioneers of fusing.
Well, let's hear the beginning of Wichita Ito, which okay. is the Native American chant that he sings himself.
Pio de Wenda, Yanawan Ho, Pio de Wenda, Yanawan Ho, Pio de Wenda, Yanawan Ho, Yanane, Enen Hui. Pio de Wenda, Yanawan Ho, Pio de Wenda, Yanawan Ho, Pio de Wenda, Yanawan Ho, Yanane, Enen Hui.
You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm DMA Roberts with Don Horn of the Jim Pepper Project that opens May 8th and runs through May 31st at Triangle Productions. For more info, visit tripro.org or stageandstudio.org. And we have three pairs of tickets to the Jim Pepper Project to offer for memberships as we get closer to our goal here at KBOO. So I want to go now and check with Membership Central.
Hey, DMA. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Thanks for coming into the studio to talk about this wonderful presentation. Yes, we have, as DMA mentioned, we have three pairs of tickets for the Jim Pepper Project for a minimum donation of $75 at 1-877-500-5266. That's 16 cents a day, if you care to do the math, for a pair of tickets to go see this wonderful production at Triangle. And it runs May 8th through the 31st. So take advantage of that. We have some other gifts to give you, but the main gift is your membership to KABU. And you know how important this programming is. You listen, you depend on DMA Roberts to tell you what's happening with Stage and Studio every week, and it's a great program. DMA's been doing this for a long time, and DMA's a volunteer, just as am I, and Sam, and Janet, who's running the board. We're all volunteers here, bringing you the best in cultural programming, information, news, music, whatever it is. This is where you get your community connection, and we want you to be a part of that community connection by dialing 1-877-500-5266 or going to the web www.kabu.fm. How much do you want to donate? Well, for $75, again, you can get a pair of tickets to go see the Jim Pepper Project at Triangle Productions. That's how easy it is. Credit card, direct electronic funds transfer, whatever you want to do, we'll set it up for you easily and quickly. Take just a couple minutes of your day. You can go check out the program, the Jim Pepper Project. It sounds wonderful. I actually kind of want to go see that, DMA, but we'll see how that works out. So for a $75 pledge, get a pair of tickets to go see this wonderful show that Don Horn has written and directed about the legacy of Jim Pepper. Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful presentation. The way to get those tickets, though, is to dial 877-500-5266 on the web, kboo.fm. Make that first step to your telephone and dial us, 877-500-5266. You'll become an active member of KABU, not just a passive listener. That's part of what we're about, is becoming active in the community and enjoying the efforts of everyone pooling together in this great community resource that we call community radio. DMA Roberts comes down here and produces her show, Stage and Studio. You've been listening to it for years. Have you not yet become a member of KABU? Call us right now, 877-500-5266. $75 will get you a pair of tickets to go see the Jim Pepper Project at Triangle Productions. And I'm going to send it back to you, DMA. In a second. Okay. All right. Here we go. 1-877.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the emergency alert system. This test originates from Clark Regional Emergency Services Agency in Vancouver, Washington. Through the cooperation of emergency management agencies, broadcasters, and cable operators, this system informs you of events that pose an immediate threat to life, health, or property. If this had been an actual emergency requiring immediate action or evacuation, official messages would follow the alert tone. This concludes this test message.
And I actually want to play something from the show, from the Jim Pepper Project. And this is Karen Kitchen. Do you want to introduce it? She's singing Amazing Grace, but in Native American language.
Sure. What I realized is that there were some songs. The Native American church grew out of where the white man told Native Americans to cut their hair, lose their language, and become white. And so the Native Americans survived a lot of their history and their dances and their songs. They went to the church, and they started actually holding church services. And one of the songs that grew out of that is Amazing Grace in Cherokee. And so I put that in the show so you could hear Amazing Grace differently and sung in Cherokee. And Karen Kitchen, there's four actors. There's Ed Edmo, who is the grandfather storyteller. There is Jim, who, of course, the story is about and his journey. There is Salim, who is the representation of African-American people. And then Karen Kitchen is the nations of the Indian tribes. And so Karen sings a song, Amazing Grace.
So this is Karen Kitchen singing Amazing Grace in Cherokee.
Say,
That's really beautiful.
Oh, it is.
And it's very moving. And that was a live recording that you did probably
last night on my phone.
On your iPhone. Yeah. Well, good for you for doing a good recording, too. So I'm just amazed about how this project came together, because I know you've been planning this for quite a while because you announced your season about this time last year. Mm-hmm. So what? How did you'd come to decide to do the Jim Pepper project?
Well, when Triangle first started, we actually did shows about AIDS and about Alzheimer's. I kind of changed from that to local people that history kind of forgot. Gracie Hansen was one of them. Tanya Harding, people haven't forgotten, but we did a show about Tanya. And then this, people came up to me and said, what about this person? So looking at Jim Pepper, I also am part Cherokee. And when I was growing up, I would read books and go, oh my God, that's my heritage. And so I got an opportunity to actually write a show about a Native American who is lost basically in history of who he was, not what he did. And getting to have a complete all ethnic cast. There are three Native Americans and one African American. Salim is also part Cherokee, so he's kind of mixed race. This has never happened at Triangle before, so it's a very exciting time for me. It's not a normal play. It's not one of those things you're going to see huge dance numbers, you know, fossy. You're going to see people telling stories and being honest about our history. And hopefully, we'll have two stomp dancers too, so you'll see a little bit of fossy, but not what we normally would know.
But it's very cultural, and what you're saying, and it's local culture.
Yes.
And so this is actually quite lovely to think about, bringing together a lot of different nations in this production too, and just really honoring some of the elders who have devoted their lives to, you know, furthering the Native American history and culture, and within our community, like Karen Kitchen and Edmo, you know, and some of the other performers that are in this too.
Well, and I think the thing is that we in America have only had 200 years of history, basically a little over 200 years. We have packed a lot into that 200 years, but we keep forgetting it. We go like 10 years later, something else happens, or even 5 minutes later. So having us go back to look at what happened 1619, what happened to our lives. I did not realize that the 14th Amendment of the Congress passed stated that African Americans have citizenship, but not Native Americans. That didn't happen until 58 years later. Those are things I didn't know. I wasn't taught. So I wanted to put that in the show to say, look, we have a history here that we need to kind of own up to. And there's also something, a great quote that I couldn't understand why Jim fused Native American and jazz. And I don't know if you know Duke Ellington's sister Ruth had a quote that I thought was really cool. And can I do this?
Oh, of course.
Okay. It says, the credit has gone to the African for the wonderful rhythm and jazz, but I think a lot of it should go to the American Indians. And I thought, this is Duke Ellington's sister saying this, because her brother was known for his jazz. And I thought her saying that the American Indians should also be given credit was something I really thought, oh, now I make sense, where Jim in his head could hear both of the rhythm, the music, and put it together. It's an amazing journey for me.
Well, and I'm, you know, personally, I'm looking forward to seeing this. I mean, my dad's side of the family came from Oklahoma, actually.
Wow.
Tahlequah, which was the, you know, the end of the Trail of Tears,
right.
And my great grandmother. Yeah, my great-grandmother was part Cherokee.
Wow.
So there's a little bit of a connection there. But I also just feel like this is something that we don't have much in mainstream theater.
Right.
You know, and that has to be appreciated, too. And I hope people will come to see it, you
well,
know,
I'm
because
a little,
it's only for this month.
Right. I'm a little worried because I think people are expecting this huge show. And it really isn't huge. What it is a... One of the actors told me, he said, Don, you don't know what you wrote. It feels like the elders have called Jim back, his spirit back, to show him what he did. And he said, that's rare, because that's what we do. That's a ceremony that we present when we're in a tribal circumstance. And I go, I didn't know that. And so it's kind of nice that the Native American community has looked at that and say, ah, Don, you did something you didn't know you were doing. You know,
well, it's just a beautiful, informal, well, intimate gathering, not informal, but
right.
Intimate gathering to hear these stories and to hear the music. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and this is Stage and Studio. And I'm with Don Horn of Triangle Productions, who is about to open the Jim Pepper Project. And we have some tickets to offer for our membership drive. And I'd like to check in, actually, with Membership Central and find out if people are calling to support the arts on KBOO and to support the arts in our community. Community and picking up some of these tickets that are so wonderful to have with your membership package here at KBOO. How's it going?
Well, it is going wonderfully. Good morning, Dime.
Good morning, Sam.
Yes, that's true. My name is Sam. I'm joined by Brian.
Well, we're joined with. Conjoined.
It feels like that when you're at a membership drive.
Absolutely.
But now, I really want to encourage people to call right now. And what's the number?
The number is 877-500-5266. And there are still some pairs of tickets for the Jim Pepper Project still available. They are starting to move, so do not sleep on this. Do not miss your opportunity to see this show, this provocative, important artist. And you can see his legacy
the history of it is so interesting.
Yes.
And the music is so beautiful, and what I think it does is it really honors the people that we have in our community that are not generally seen in mainstream theater. And this is only happening for this month, and Don Horn, really, I have to say kudos to you, Don, for putting this together, because I know it's difficult to create an original production, but an original production that represents the Native American community and really honors them is also, you know, something that needs to be respected and attended. So I hope that people will, you know, also support KABU at this time for presenting the material that we do here, the local access, the local viewpoints, and the local arts that are happening here, which is so much here. So call now at 1-877-500-5266 and pick up some tickets to Triangle Productions, but also Portland Center Stage,
right,
and Coho Productions has a really interesting play too, if you don't mind, Don, called Maple and Vine, which is about a group of I'd say hipster age folks that go want to live a simpler life, and so they travel. They create a 1950s kind of Mad Men kind of world and decide to live that way in this community. And it's called Maple and Vine, and that's happening this month too.
And that's for a $60 pledge, DMA. That's $5 a month electronic funds transfer if you wish to. So.
Yes, and when you call 877-500-5266, if you can make your full donation all at once, all $60, put it on a credit card when you call 877-500-5266. You can we can arrange to have those tickets here at KABU at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, waiting for you to just come on by, pick them up, and you will be on your way to seeing Coho Productions production.
And Triangle Productions. And Portland Center Stage is the last 5 years, which is a brand new musical about two people who are navigating the very harsh world of love in their case. One is living it from the beginning, you know, in linear time. The other one is going back in time. So it's kind of interesting to see how they're gonna make it work. And then we have this beautiful, poetic, intimate play of the Jim Pepper Project with performers that that are together just for this 1 month to tell you the story and the legacy of Jim Pepper and, you know, the Native American roots that he so thought, you know, that he wanted to keep alive, and he put it into his jazz music. So it's just very moving. So pick up your tickets now, 1-877-500-5266. Support KABU, support the arts on KABU, and support your community by calling now, 1-877-500-5266. It's so great to hear people actually pick up the phone and ring, you know.
Absolutely.
And find out about what's going on in our community.
And Dime, I will mention that the last 5 years production at Portland Center Stage, that's for a $90 minimum contribution. So that's how we need, and we need to do that on a credit card or you come in person to be able to go see that in the Allen Bye studio. The Jim Pepper Project, Triangle Productions Project, or their production of that production, I think we have one pair of tickets left.
Only
for that, but
one
I'm not
pair.
Sure. Yeah.
You're doing great,
so
Don.
Let's
I
see.
Love it.
Thank you, Don, again, for coming into the studio.
And for supporting KABU,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'd sure love to thank you, dear listener, for your support of KABU. But we can only do that after you've called 877-500. You're writing this down? 5266.
Okay.
One more time.
Okay.
Now that you've got your pen and paper
ready.
It's 877-500-5266. And you can also come and see us in person.
Yes.
20 Southeast 8th Avenue. And that also gives us an opportunity to kind of show you around, show you the studios and offices right here in Southeast Portland, where you can just walk right in and say hello, introduce yourself, or you can do so by phone, 877-500-5266, or digitally electronically via the web.
And if you come right now, I'll personally shake your hand.
There
How's
you
that?
Go.
There you in go. The next 10 minutes and bring your donation in and your contribution.
Yeah, bring a stack of cash, bring a jar of change, bring your checkbook.
And however pick up some tickets and get a membership. How cool is that?
Absolutely. However you do it, now is the time. By phone, 877-500-5266 on the web at kboo.fm or in person at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
And we're back with Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts with Don Horn. And we have just a few moments left. We've been talking about the Jim Pepper Project, which is such an exciting venture for you to close your season with. I'm wondering about, have you made any announcements for next year,
yeah,
for next season?
We did on April the 15th.
Oh, wow. You're just way ahead of the game,
well,
aren't you?
Well, you have to
be.
You have to.
Tell us what's happening in store for you next season.
Well, next season is our 25th.
Congratulations on
that.
Thank you.
I've only missed one night of a performance in 24 years.
I can't believe you are there.
I'm there.
You know, if you see the Jim Pepper Project, you will meet Don Horn. I guarantee you.
Without shoes. No, we're doing Tick, Tick, Boom. Which is a Jonathan Larson musical that was the one he wrote before Rent. We're doing Five Lesbians and Eating a Quiche.
Say that again.
Okay, I know. Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche.
Sounds great to
me.
Okay.
And that happens in December. Then we're going to do Becoming Dr. Ruth, about Dr. Ruth Halltiber, who was, I don't know if you know, she was a kinder transport child.
I did not know
She was
know
an
that.
Israeli sniper, and
wow.
She also was a sex therapist.
I didn't
therapist.
Know she was a sniper.
Yeah, and then
I mean,
a sex therapist.
Most people
but, you know
about her as a sex therapist, though.
And then we're doing Jewtopia, about a young man who wants to marry a Jewish woman, so that he doesn't have to make a decision ever in his life again.
Oh my God.
And then the last
one
is... Oh, you're
going to get flack for that one.
I know. And the last one is Storefront, a Storefront review of the old Storefront Theater.
Oh, so you're going to do all the productions that were at Storefront?
We're doing the best of snippets is going to be a review of about 32.
How interesting. So that is one of your, let's focus on local history and create
exactly.
a play out of that.
Exactly.
So I imagine you're going to have a lot of cameos.
I'm
with people
hoping,
that
well, we'll
were in the Storefront season. Storefront, give us a 30-second capsule of what Storefront was for people who don't know.
Storefront, there was only like 12 theaters in Portland at one time. Now there's 89, so you know you've got a difference. Storefront was one of those that brought in Wendy Westerwill and Rick Young and people like that. They did all the avant-garde, really avant-garde, really
It was very
racy.
Cutting age.
Yeah, well,
edge.
There was a show that called Quarters that you brought a quarter in and you actually got to see people nude on stage. So they were huge. And then they died in 1991. I took over their space, and and they were here for 21 years. So I'm actually called Hank Pender, and I called John Zagoni and Wendy and people like that, and I said, hey, how about if I do a show to honor this theater before me? And they all said yes, and they're going to bring in one part of what they thought Storefront would be represented.
How nice.
And they were going to put it on stage. Yeah.
That's lovely. I love your commitment to Portland arts.
Thank you.
You know, I love that you do these plays from all over the country and sometimes all over the world, but you also maintain a local presence, by honoring something and creating something from our history. So thank you for that, Don. The Jim Pepper Project runs May 8th through the 31st at Triangle Productions, located at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza at 1785 South Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. And for more info, call 503-239-5919. That's 239-5919. Or you can look at tripro.org. That's their website, tripro.org. You can also get all that info at stageandstudio.org. Don Horn, what a pleasure to talk with you today. And thank you.
I love being here.
Thank you for joining us and also helping us with our membership drive.
I help people buy the tickets and help us out and raise some money for the radio station. If we didn't have live theater or live radio, what would our history be like?
Exactly. Thanks so much for honoring that too. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, urging you to call 877-500-5266 and pick up the rest of the tickets that are left. support the arts on Stage and Studio and KBOO, and also just have some great shows to go to. So that's it. Till next time, I'm Dee Mae Roberts.
Thanks for listening, and thanks, members, for supporting KBOO Portland. The time is 11:30. Coming up next, Art Focus is off today. Instead, we'll hear an interview with Amy Tan, author of The Joy Luck Club, who discusses her latest novel, The Valley of Amazement, about courtesans in China in the early 20th century with host Richard Walensky. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Mobilizing Local Culture, a University of Oregon Arts Management workshop in Portland, June 23rd through the 28th, showcasing the ways in which local culture mobilized to make a difference in neighborhoods across the city. More info at aad.uoregon.edu/summerintensive.
Welcome to Bookwaves. I'm Richard Walensky. My guest is Amy Tan, whose latest novel is The Valley of Amazement. Amy Tan is the author of several other novels, including Joy Luck Club, Bonesetter's Daughter, Saving Fish from Drowning. Also, there's a memoir and two children's books, the libretto for an opera, and a PBS TV series based on one of those children's books. But this book, as with your other novels, deals with mother-daughter relationships and deals specifically with, I guess, the idea that your grandmother might have been a courtesan in China around 1910. You had been working on a novel basically set in a small village.